Today we're going to talk about how to find good friends. John 2, 24 and 25 says, but Jesus will not entrust himself to them. When you entrust yourself to somebody, you become friend. You get closer. You tell them your secrets. He would not entrust himself to the people, the multitudes. For he knew all people. I wish I had that gift to tell my kids. I know what this friend is going to do in your life, but I don't have him. But I can have wisdom. 25, it says, he did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. Let's pray. Father, we thank you this morning. I ask you, Holy Spirit, you would help us to understand in our lives, are we wise friends, foolish friends, or wicked friends? Do we have wise friends, Lord, foolish friends, or wicked, evil friends in our lives? Lord, I ask you, you speak things to people in this place that I'm not even going to say, that you know their hearts. I ask you, just speak to us through your word. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, and everybody says, amen. So the Bible says a lot about Jesus and relationships. He did not entrust it himself. He did not become BFF with everybody because he knew what was in the heart of every person. He had 12, which he did all the time. He was 24/7. From those 12, he had three who were doing some special things. He just did with three of his disciples. And then he had John, his beloved friend, John, who he did special things only with John. So I'm here to tell you, you can be in two extremes when it comes to friends. And why is it so important? Pastor, you're talking about friends. Why are you not talking about praying or fasting? Because friendships are very important. Jesus said that all the laws and all the prophets sum to this one thing, love God and love your neighbor. Amen? So Jesus said the most important thing in your life is what? Your relationships. Your relationships with God, in your relationship with people. And you and I are old enough, if you are more than 12, you are here, and you are old enough to know that a person in your life can really enhance your life, give you energy, life, wisdom, and can be a blessing, or a relationship in your life can really drag you down also. Amen? Have you ever been in a relationship with somebody who dragged you down? Let me see your hands. They dragged you down. It was probably a foolish friend, or a wicked or evil person in your life. So God is really, really interested in who do you partner? Who is in the bike with you? The most wise friends you have, the smoother your ride is going to be. The more out of balance people you have in your life, the more you are going to bounce around like a yo-yo in the back of a truck. So the Bible says that Jesus was wise. He did not entrust himself. And I was saying, you can be in a spectrum of these two extremes. There is people who are naive, who are, everybody's an angel. Everybody's awesome. Everybody's so nice. There is no evil in this world. That's one extreme. The other extreme is you are paranoid and everybody's out there out to hurt you. And you're not going to make any relationship with anybody. You can be here, amen, or you can be here, or you can be somewhere in the middle of this. Now, God wants you and I to impact people and to make a difference in other people's lives. That does not mean you got to put in your, what is called this thing? It's called tandem. Tandem, that's what they call these bikes? Tandem. Yeah, if you say, if people understand, if you say, I don't know what it is. You need more wise people in your life. The more foolish people, the more you're going to hurt, the more we're going to bounce around, the more you're going to suffer in life. So Jesus did not entrust it himself. We are all different. We are all different. And we are all different with people. We all treat people different. Let's be honest. Amen. You don't treat your daughter the same way you treat me, or you treat your husband, or you treat your neighbor. And God wants to give you wisdom because there is an enemy out there called Satan who who is trying constantly to bring people into your life to hurt you. Because he came to what? To rob, steal, destroy, and kill. And he uses our relationships to hurt us tremendously. So let's first talk about the wise friends. Proverbs 24, 1 to 3, and then 5 to 7. It talks about the wise, the wicked, and the foolish person also. Do not envy, Proverbs 24, 1, do not envy the wicked, because there is some wicked people out there who are intelligent to make a lot of money, but they are wicked. Do not envy the wicked. Do not desire their company. You should not put in your bike a wicked person. Because the difference in between the foolish and the wicked is the foolish lives a life very irresponsible, very foolish, very dumb, does a lot of decisions. The foolish person is not trying to hurt you, but because you have them in your life so close, they mess you up and they pull you down and you drag you down all the time. So the wise is there to help you. The foolish, by consequence of their life and decisions, are going to mess you up. But the wicked, he does not care about you. He intentionally is going to use stuff that you open in your relationship with that person to do what? To hurt you. Have you seen anybody like that? Bonnie and Clyde, wicked relationship. Have you seen the movie? I saw it a while ago, Bonnie and Clyde. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? Wicked people. But let me tell you, my friends, there is more foolish people in this world than wise people. Can I have an amen on that? Because I said it a while ago, the foolish person, you can be intelligent and smart and get what? Good grades. And make money. Intelligence and knowledge you get where? In school. But wisdom you get where? In the Word of God. A relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit. If you're smart, you get what? Good grades. If you're wise, you get what? A good life. How good is your life? It depends very, very directly how wise are you. Amen? So here is the wise person. Verse 1, do not envy the wicked. Do not desire their company. Do not get involved with them. For their hearts plot violence, and their lips talk about what? Making trouble. You will find very quickly, if you have foolish friends, how foolish you are, how wise you are, how wicked are your friends, by the way that they what? They speak. The Bible says that the wicked person, their lips talk about making trouble. Verse 3, by wisdom a house is built, and through understanding it is established. The wise prevail through great power. There is a lot of power in being wise. And those who have knowledge master their strength. Surely you need guidance to wage war. And victory is won through what? Many advisors. The Holy Spirit, the Bible, your time with God, the wisdom of others, your wisdom with your experience, the revelation of God. Many advisors. 7. Wisdom is too high for what? Fools. In the assembly of the gate, they must not open their mouth. What is the big difference in between the wise person and the foolish? The foolish person keeps what? Doing the same mistake. Because we all make mistakes, amen? But the wise person learns from their mistakes. The big difference in between the wise and the foolish is the foolish lacks the humbleness to seek help and know that he needs to grow and mature. But the wise person is not that it's just super more smart and has more brain development, is that this person is humble enough to understand the mistakes. So the wise person is the one that you need in your life. Some of us are friends with wise Some of us have foolish people in our lives, and some of us have wicked people in our life. What kind of friend are you with others? We're going to discover that today. So wise people, Proverbs 9, 8 to 9, the Bible says, do not rebuke mockers, or what is it? Or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will what? Love you. Did you know anybody that is so foolish that if you rebuke them, they will hate you? There is a person in my life that I really, really, really want to help. But this person, I'm not going to get close to this person because some people have tried to give a little bit of wisdom and they go, ah! They fight, they argue, they know it all. That's the foolish person. And it's so hurtful for me because I don't want to lose this person in my life because this person is related to another person that I really care for. But it breaks your heart that this person is so foolish that you cannot tell them, I think you're wrong maybe there. I think you're hurting there. I think you're really not wise in the way you're acting or speaking, but they will hate you. So I just stay away from them. Let them suffer the pain because foolish people only learn by what? By pain. But wise people learn from the wisdom of God and the wisdom of others. Amen? So, I know you guys are laughing because you know somebody like that exactly. Rebuke the wise, and the Bible says what? They will love you. I have people in my life that have no problem rebuking them because the more I try to give them wisdom, the more they love me, the more they value me, the more they closer we get. But the more you rebuke the mocker, and the foolish, the more they will hate you. Stay away from them. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will what? Add to their learning. None of us is wise in every area. Let's be honest. We all have to be humble to understand that we all went through seasons of being foolish. Yes or no? Anybody here went through a season being foolish as a husband, a wife, a father, with your finances? With your health, with your time, with your kids. Anybody here? The difference is this room is full of foolish people, but there is foolish people who decided that they think that they are smart. But there are others who are humble enough to say, help me. What should I do in this situation in my life? So some people are intelligent and they're still evil. But God calls us to be godly. Wise people ask questions. If you confront them, they consider and not immediately become defensive. Wise people ask questions. If you confront them, they consider what you're saying and they do not immediately become defensive. My wife is crying all the time. My daughter doesn't want to talk to me. Bunch of women who are so sensitive. That's the foolish person. The wise person says, what can I do to help my wife to stop crying so much or my daughter maybe to want to talk to me again? Are you following me here? The foolish person loses important things in their life and they keep justifying the actions. A wise person deals with reality. They understand that their decisions affect others. They learn, they seek to learn. Reality, your decisions affect other people. And a foolish person do not care of what they do or say, and they don't care how it's going to affect them. A foolish person is always trying to jump on the bike with the wise. Because the wise is going to end up paying the broken plates of the foolish person. Are you following me? Foolish people get to each, they become really quick friends with foolish. Because the foolish, they attract each other. The wicked attract each other too. But the foolish person is always trying to find a wise person, because what? The wise person is more responsible. The wise person pays for the damage of the fool person. So you got to be careful, my friends. The wise is very responsible, seeks to learn. The wise knows that God's school is always in session. I'm going to say that. I'm going to park there for a few seconds. The wise person knows that God's school is always in session. The foolish person always gets mad at everybody. They say that. Are they going to talk like that? They're so evil. They're so this. The wise person steps back and says, God, I'm in your school. It never finishes. It's 24/7. So the wise person is here trying to seek God, seek wisdom. The foolish person is doing what? Pointing fingers at everybody. Are you understand what I'm saying? The wise person lives under the power of the work of the Holy Spirit. The foolish person works under the power of the flesh, the emotions, and the feelings. The foolish person is always just whatever comes to their brain, they say or do. The wise person lives under the wisdom of God. The foolish person, the wise person knows that God's school is always in session. The wise lives by the power of the Holy Spirit. You need a relationship with the Holy Spirit. You need a relationship with the Holy Spirit. When was the last time that you know, that you know, that you know, that the Holy Spirit came and knocked on your heart and says, you need to change that? When was the last time that you hear God saying, you need to change this, Brandon? You need to change, Kyle. You need to change. When was the last time? Do you see? Are you living under the power of God and the wisdom of God and the voice of the Holy Spirit in your life? Or are you just foolish and you have more foolish people and you try to be responsible, but they just drag you down and your life is a mess? Are you following me here? You and I need wisdom from God. Wise people gets more responsibility. Foolish people gets taken the small responsibility that they receive. And foolish people, let me tell you, as a pastor, I can tell you that foolish people, when you have foolish people, not wicked, they're not evil, they're just foolish. They want everybody else to live, pay the consequence of the decision in their lives. But when you are foolish, if they give you responsibility and you don't grow up, that responsibility is going to be taken from you. Are you here with me? God says, if you are faithful in the what? In the small things, you are going to be faithful in the big things too. And he said, if you are responsible in the small things, he's going to give you more. So the wise person is what you need in your life. Wise people is always knocking on the door of God and the wisdom of others. Is God asking you to coach somebody? So I talked about the wise and the foolish, but I'm going to talk more about the foolish person, because I really think that we all struggle in some areas of our life with foolishness. Foolish people, I said, do not lack intellect. They lack the humility to learn. They are know-it-all. You know anybody like that? They know it all. They know it all. The wise person, Billy Graham was a wise person. He says, I take the words of my critics and I turn them into coaching me how to become better. Billy Graham said that. He was a tremendous, humble man. God only uses tremendously humble people. Billy Graham said, when people throw junk at me, I stop and I think, maybe they're right. When was the last time that somebody criticized you and you said, maybe they're right? What is our normal reaction? You full of baloney. You mean. You this. You that. And God is trying to bring wise people into your life to help you. And what you do with the wise people that God brings in your life, you kick them in the butt, in the curve, and you keep hanging out with the foolish who just tell you, yeah, you're right, bro, high five. You mean, you do it. They did this to you, you do it. They said this to you, you do it. Are you following me here? See how the flesh and the Holy Spirit is in constant battle. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise what? Wisdom and instruction. A foolish person despises wisdom and instruction. A foolish person is arguing all the time. Because a person that values wisdom and instruction shuts his mouth and says, talk to me. I want to learn something. Are you here with me? You marry two foolish, and you know what you're going to get? Two people who argue all the time. I know I got really quiet now. Because foolish people, they know it all. They despise wisdom. They despise instruction. They despise criticism. They are too prideful to learn something in their lives. They know everything. Proverbs 26:3 says, a whip for the horse, a bridle for the donkey, and a rod for the back of the fool. And that's what I was saying. When I see foolish people, you try to help them and they just keep fighting and arguing and you are the monster and you are so evil and you are this, I say, okay, that's it. Now, all that can maybe help them one time, what is one day, is what? Pain. Let's be honest. How many times has the Lord in a message, in a sermon, to your mom, your dad, your wife, your kid, trying to tell you something, you reject it? Because you and I are so full of ourselves and so foolish, and then God had to allow a tremendous pain to come into that area of our life, and then we change. Anybody has gone through that school? Let me see your hands. Yeah. God is trying to talk to you. Speak to you. Speak to me. We all go through those seasons, and if we don't change, foolish people learn through painful consequences. Wise people learn from the wise. A foolish person tries everything, whatever their mind tells them. Foolish people want reality to accommodate to them. They don't live reality. Foolish people want reality to accommodate to them. Sometimes when a foolish person is going through pain, can become the most horrible friend you ever have in your life because they don't understand your reality. They want you to stop completely what you're doing to take care of them 24/7. Are you here with me? Pain shows the highest of the level of foolishness in our life. They don't understand reality. They don't understand that you still have a mom, you still have to work, you have to sleep, and you still have to work, but they are in pain. And you, the sister, and you, the daughter, and you, the son, and you. So foolish people will drag you down, and they do not care about you. All they want is, all they care is what? Me, myself, and I. And if you don't quit life and take care of them 24/7, then they're going to say, do what? Hate you. And they become the most painful, controlling people you can ever have in your life. Are you following me here? You want wisdom? Be careful of how you act. Foolish people want everybody else to pay for the broken place. They become a mocker if you try to help them. They want you to leave your position and go to their level. Foolish people want you to lower down yourself to their level. So if they decide to start smoking pot now, they want you to smoke pot with them. If something hurts me this morning, I cannot do anything. You got to quit work. You got to do whatever you have to do because you have to take care of me 24/7 now. They try to lower you down to their level so you satisfy them. Foolish people live so out of balance, and you sit them in the back of your seat of your... Katie said, don't say double bike. There is a name for this. Tandem. Foolish people live so out of balance in their lives, they mess you up constantly. Have you ever been there? From the wise person, you get more. From the foolish people, you keep them to that distance and you give them consequences. I'm talking to parents here. I'm talking to young people. I'm talking to everybody. As a pastor, I find people that I try to help them and they are so foolish that I just leave them. But if you want to give a picture of how that you treat a foolish person, is a pastor with a sheep. You dare to help them. You help to coach them. You help, but you do not invite them to ride the bike with you. The most foolish people, I'm telling you, I'm 47. I learned a couple of things. I've been pastoring for almost 30 years. The more foolish people you have in your leadership, the more they're going to mess up your life. Sometimes you give positions to people who are foolish because you have hope that they're going to grow and mature. But that's the moment when you decide and you see if they are going to really grow and mature. Are you here with me today? From the foolish, you stay away. Give them instruction. Give them wisdom. Give them consequences. If you don't give them consequences, why did you spend your kids when they were small? Because you cannot spend them when they're 18 or 25. Amen, Mama and Papa? Take the phone away, maybe. But then they leave the house and you cannot do that anymore. And they have not learned that every word they say and everything they do has a consequence. And from the wicked person, you stay away the heck out of it and refer them to a professional. Send them to AA. Send them to a professional counselor. Send them to a pastor who is not going to invite them to the house to mess up everything and steal from me and try to date my daughter, but to come to my office up there, and then we'll talk. Are you understand what I'm saying? You're being so quiet. Is it hitting home, maybe? A foolish person can be a lot of fun, but nobody respects them. Nobody. Oh, man, they are fun, but you will not entrust them your finances. Because they are a bunch of baloney in their heads, and they're so full of themselves, and they think they are the coolest thing because they make everybody laugh, but nobody respects them because they're irresponsible. Foolish people try everybody else to accommodate to their pain. I heard about this mother who was left, the husband left her with the kids. She was hurting, the man left alone. She entered a season of foolishness in her life. So she started doing everything you can imagine as a single woman now. Because she was hurting. So hurting people can be very bad, like I said. So what this mom did, a lot of bad stuff. One day, one of the daughters looked at the mom eye and said, Mom, you're not the only one hurting. What dad did hurt us, and what you're doing is hurting us even more. So foolish people, it's tough. It's tough. It's tough. Foolish people are very responsible. There is more men in prison and more women graduating from college. Foolish people do not take responsibility. And in the end, the evil person. We'll go through quick through this. Proverbs 12 to 15. Wisdom will save you from the ways of the wicked men. Wisdom will save you from the ways. So stay away. Save yourself from the ways of the wicked men. From men whose words are what? Perverse. Who have left the straight paths to walk in the dark ways. Who delight in doing wrong and rejoice in the perverseness of evil. Whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. ways. There is husbands, there are fathers who are like this man. They try to control the family being evil and wicked. Because there is a way to control people with weaknesses, with pain. And so the Bible says, be wise and stay away from the ways of the evil men. Evil people hurt others and they do not care. From the wise you get more, that should be your friend. From the foolish you give them less, boundaries and consequence. From the wicked people you give them nothing. Because if you give them, they're going to use that to hurt you. And I'm finishing here today saying we're going to have an altar call so you can come to the friend and we're going to see God. Your life energy depends on your relationships. Your life energy, your life quality depends of your relationship with God, number one. And then the people around you. But it's my son, Pastor. It's my daughter, Pastor. I know. Is my mom, is my father, is my uncle. I know. If they are not 5 or 10 years old anymore, you can give them a good consequence of the decisions. There is other ways. Treat them as a pastor. Try to help them. From the evil one, stay away. But you and me know very well your life quality depends on your relationships. Yes or no? We live in a world so full of mercy that they keep the wise person sometimes, or the foolish person keeps helping the foolish and is not helping the foolish. What is doing what? Enable them to continue to be foolish. Pastor, you have no mercy. No. Listen. Did you really want to help that person or not? Are you going to allow them to jump on your bike and grieve you all the broken bones you can ever have in your life? When they don't want to change, only God can change them. Would you close your eyes right there where you are this morning? Who are your friends? Who are you as a husband, as a father, as a pastor, as a leader? Who are you? Are you the foolish one who knows your responsibility, but you don't do it because somebody else is going to do it? Are you the wise one who is trying to live by the power and the wisdom of God and the wisdom of others? Are you the husband, are you the father who is hurting the family and you don't care because that's the way you control them? But let me tell you, that might not last forever. Who is close to you? The first thing you and I need is a relationship with Jesus. A relationship with Jesus. And I want to invite everybody to come to this altar this morning. Because we're starting a year. And the enemy is going to try to bring into your life people who's going to mess you up. And God is going to try to bring into your life people who's going to help you. Did you really want that? I invite you to stand right there where you are and start walking. I hope everybody will just come. Because, listen, we are not so wise like we think we are a lot of times. But if you want God to be number one in your life, and you want to be a blessing to others, would you just leave your place right there where you are and come to this altar? We're going to pray for you. One more time, I invite you. If you want God to be number one in your life and you want to become a blessing to others and not fall in the trap of the fool and the wicked person, would you leave your seats right there where you are and say, God, this year, I want you to guide me, Holy Spirit. This year, God, I want you to give me wisdom in my life. This year, help me finally to put down my foot and say to the foolish boundaries and consequences. To the wicked, stay away. And God, give me wise people around me. Wise people around me. They would help me to be wiser. Let's worship with Brandon and let's spend time with God. Maybe somebody will come and pray for you, but don't come for the prayer of a person. You come to talk to God. Open your heart to Him and allow Him to speak to you this morning. The altar is open to anybody who is going through something and wants prayer. Would you just leave? We have enough time to pray for everybody. Let's worship God this morning.